I probably don't have to do too much work describing the fancy food show because it looks exactly like what you're thinking. A massive convention center with huge pavilions, the French, the Italian, the Japanese. Then there's all these rows of chocolate makers and a cheese area and all sorts of delicious salty snacks. Each pavilion, each booth is working so hard to convey just how much money was spent on decoration and design. Some are clean and modern, like these cool slate tables with a few selected cheeses on them. Others are all ornate and baroque, and I have never in my life seen so many chocolate waterfalls. This show is not for regular consumers. It's for professional buyers, people who buy food for restaurants, hotels, fancy shops. And so everyone displaying stuff is competing for the attention of a very few influential people. And every booth here seems to have the same idea: to convey in a glance that your product is so good that it commands such a premium that you can blow a ton of money on your display. The thing is, when everything you see is opulent and decadent, it all starts to blur. Which is why this one little row of stands, it was way in the back at the far right corner of the bottom floor of the exhibition, screamed for attention. Not because it was elaborate, because it was so modest. There were 7 stands in a row with almost no decoration. Each stand was made as basic as possible, just a plain metal frame and white poster board and a few products on a cheap table. It's the only place I stopped because it was so strange to see the mundane in this place. I stopped at the first guy in the row. I learned that his name is Daoud Kasraoui, the rep for Kasraoui Foods.
Yes, we are Kasraoui from Palestine, Hebron.
From Hebron, Palestine.
Yes.
These 7 modest booths here in the back, this is the first ever Palestine pavilion at the New York Fancy Food Show. Kasraoui Foods makes potato chips and things like that. Daoud offered me a sample.
Oh, this is like a bugle.
Yeah.
Mmm, it's nice. It's got a flavor.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to just come out and say this. That bugle chip was not nice. It was not good at all. It was awful. It was stale. It didn't really have much flavor. And I just was embarrassed, so I lied to Daoud and said it was good. Or I was being polite or nice or whatever. But I was too chicken to say to Daoud what seemed obvious to me. Kasraoui Foods, as far as I can tell, has no business being at the fancy food show. This place is all about wealthy indulgence. So I asked Daoud, what's Kasraoui's position in the marketplace? What do they have to offer the American retailer?
The price is the big deal.
Yours are cheap?
Of course, we are cheaper.
How much do your chips cost?
My chips cost in the American US dollar. Small one, for example, maybe they're going to be $0.25 or so.
That's a quarter right there.
Yeah.
Retail.
Retail, yeah.
I'm reasonably sure that absolutely nobody at the fancy food show is in the market for a low-end, super cheap potato chip.
Have you sold anything yet?
It's not about sell. It's about finding the potential in the market.
Have you found potential in the market?
I'm gonna say you won't find the potential from the first time. This is our first time at the show. Sometimes it takes time.
So today is just about getting, so people see Kasraoui name.
Yeah.
They can think about buying from Palestine.
Yes, I agree 100%.
I don't mean to be a jerk here. Daoud seemed like a good guy. My guess is it's not his fault that he's at the wrong show. He was probably misled in some way. I felt the same thing with the next guy, the guy in the booth next to Daoud's. I hate to do this, but for the story to make sense, I have to show off that I speak Arabic, at least a little bit of Arabic. All right, I'm going to be honest here. I do not hate to do this. I love showing off that I speak a little Arabic, even though my wife keeps telling me that my show-offiness is not that appealing. The guy I'm talking to is Bashir El Hathnawi. He's the proprietor of Hathnawi Foods. He doesn't speak any English. He said he could find this friend of his at one of the other booths who he thinks does speak English, but then we found that guy, and that guy says, no, he doesn't speak any English either. He only speaks Arabic. This is a big barrier, I would think, to a successful sales effort at the show, the fact that you cannot speak to almost anybody there. But aside from the language barrier, Hathnawi seems a better match than the potato chip guy, than Daoud. Hathnawi sells honey, olives, spices, and his stuff is clearly a notch higher quality. He does do some exporting to Arab shops in Europe. He hasn't sold anything here, and he's struggling to develop connections, but he says later this evening he's planning to visit some Arab neighborhoods in Brooklyn to see if any of the stores there are interested in his products. I was starting to think that maybe these guys got really taken for a ride. This must have cost a fortune to get here, and it doesn't seem like they'll make any money back. But things made much more sense when I visited the next stand, El Ard Olive Oil, and its proprietor, Raed Taha. There's one thing he wanted to say right off the bat.
Thank you very much for the U.S. government. They were with us from day one, and hopefully next year there will be more Palestinian companies displaying their products in the fancy food show.
Finally, I get it. These guys didn't pay their way. The U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, paid for most of the cost. So these guys weren't scammed. They were just given a chance for a cheap trip to New York. A lot of these guys told me this was their first trip ever to America. The outside chance that maybe, just maybe, they'd sell some product, that's a bonus. But pretty soon I realized that at least this guy, Raed Taha, he is not here for a junket. He is pure business. He has a practiced sales pitch.
The Palestinian olive oil is organic by definition. There is no irrigation, there is no cultivation, no chemicals. That's why it has very strong flavor and aroma. Maybe you should try it.
Yeah, it's very nice.
This time, I was not lying. This stuff is delicious. And it comes in these beautiful bottles that you could easily picture at some fancy food store. Raed has been preparing for this moment for his big launch into the U.S. market for years. He sees the fancy food show as just one step in his plan. He'll be using this trip to meet with a lot of buyers and wholesalers. He's looking to partner with someone as a U.S.-based distributor. I wish him luck. I'd buy the stuff. As I was leaving, rushing to meet David and Hannah before our hour was up, I ran into Shireen Dabah with the Palestine Trade Center. She worked with Karana, the company USAID hired to get the Palestine Pavilion set up at Fancy Foods. She said my take on the Palestinian delegation isn't totally right. Yes, she says, some of the guys here are very low-end. Others, like El Ard, are more appropriately high-end. But that doesn't mean it's just a boondoggle for unprepared companies.
This is our first time here in the exhibition, so we wanted to see what the customers want, what the buyers is looking for. So for us, this variety is very important to know what's for next year we will exhibit.
From low end to middle end to high end?
Exactly. That is the plan. So we are planning with Karana for next year to do more expos for the Palestinian pavilion and focus on what the American market looking in the Palestinian products.
Fair enough. I would think you would know not to send the bargain basement potato chips to something called the Fancy Food Show, even if you don't have any experience. But then again, Bashir, the guy who didn't speak English and wasn't having a lot of luck, told me right before I left that someone was interested in buying some of his stuff for the U.S. market. They weren't planning on buying a lot. He said it wouldn't even fill one container on a ship. But he says it just might be a start. Adam Davidson, NPR News.